Avos Perkei Mishnah Ches. We continue our discussion of Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is run under the umbrella heading of the number 7. We explain that the number 7 is really 6 plus 1. 6 represents all the sides of the Olam HaTeva, the 6 sides, 6 dimensions in the physical space and physical reality. The 1 represents the totality of Hashgacha Pratis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Milamalo. Clearly, Shesh is Simei Maisa plus Shabbos. Shiva Mine Peronio. Boin La'ilam Mal Shiva Gufe Averus. So we have 7 types of Peronius. The Nusach over here of 7 types of Peronius is clearly an echo. This is the Nusach of the Pasuk that's used. Sheva Al Chatoisechem in Pashas Bukhukhoisein the Teichacho. You'll see over there that the Sheva Al Chatoisechem is a response to what the Torah calls him Tel Chuyimi Bikeri. If Klal Yisrael Rachman Tzlan is noig with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Keri could mean Miloshen Krirus, or a certain detachment, coldness. It could mean Miloshen Tumah, Keri. And it could also mean Miloshen Mikra. Come, go, casual. We don't take our Avodas Hashem seriously enough. And we don't take the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Oysa HaKoyel and the Moshul Bakoyel and the Madrich Bakoyel seriously enough. So the Memelim Tel Chuyimu B'Keri, V'yosafti sheva al chatoi seichem. So we hear also sheva peronius, boin lo'ilam al shiva gufi averu, which means that the type of averus that we're talking about spans a spectrum of different things. We'll have to see the protim of the averus. Miktsosan ma'asin and miktsosan me'enim ma'asin. It's something we don't connect to that well, the whole union of Trumas and Maisis. Perhaps the only place where we feel this nekuda is Legabi Maisik Sofim. And the real truth of the matter is, truth be told, that if everybody in Klal Yisrael would give Maisa money faithfully, there would be no Aniyim in Klal Yisrael. There's enough money, Baruch Hashem, that goes around. And you see how the Rebbeinu Shem benches Klal Yisrael with Hashpo. Klal Yisrael came to these shores, came to America 2 days ago with the shirts on their back, literally. Within 2 days, how much of America's wealth is bidei frumi yidin? It's incredible. And the nekud is that the Rebbeinu Shem is always mashpia toiv. What stops the flow of parnasa when we don't share with others? It says when you look at the last nevuah, the very last nevuah in Sefer Treyosa Malachi. This is the haftarah that we lain on Erev Pesach, on Shabbos HaGadol, and it talks over there because that's the time where there was the Zman HaBiur of getting rid of the Trumas and Maisus that were left over, giving it out. So the Novi has to encourage, and the Novi says, this is the one Nekuda, B'chanuni no bezois, that Klal Yisrael is allowed to, we do the mitzvahs and we say, okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu, let's see a response. I can't put on tefillin and ask the Rebbeinu Shem for a response. Rebbeinu Shem, I learned 2 blad Gemara today and give me a job offer. It doesn't work that way. But over here, why? Because the cause and effect is supposed to be clear and immediate. When Klal Yisrael gives tzedakah, there's money. And Memela, where that expressed itself in former times, in times of Chazal, times of Tanakh, was in the how much Klal Yisrael was ibigegeben to faithfully carrying out the halachas of mitzvahs at Luis Baritz, the mitzvahs aniyim, and over here the trumas and maisus. If miktsosan maasin and miktsosan ani maasin, part of the tzibur does take mais and part doesn't. Rov shel betzer is bo, what comes is a hunger that comes from famine. Miktsosan reivim, miktsosan sveim, it drives up the prices. Some people have, some people don't. Inflation drives up the price of wheat. Some people are going to go hungry. And that's a midah kenegan midah. Gomru shalolas, if there's a decision, not that people aren't careful enough, there isn't enough awareness, but people decide we don't give tzedakah, we don't give trumas and maisus. Gomru shalolas rachman ulzlan, rav shamuhuma. The rav that comes is not scarcity and prices driven up. What happens is, muhuma means a tumult. Usually it's a product of milchama. Nuclear weapons or whatever it is are going to come down. They're going to rain destruction. Rachman al-Tzlan. And the crops and the whatever sources of livelihood there are will be wiped out. The shel betzer is bo. And because of that, nobody has what to eat. Even the wealthy. Lamaise, if there isn't what to eat, there isn't what to eat. It's not just a matter of prices. V'shaloi litl sachalef, Rachmana l'slan, there's a decision made to not even take off chala. It's not clear if the pshat in the Mishnah is this rov shel kloyo, which is a hunger of kloyo, means of mamish total destruction, where there's no rain. What the pasuk calls in the Teichcha Rachman Slom v'nosati is Shmeichem kabarzel v'satzichem kenechusha. Nothing, totally dry. That kloya comes for not giving chala, or it comes for this total bittel of Trumas and Maisis and even chala. So machlokes in the Mefarshim. Now, where Trumas and Maisis is different than chala is that Trumas and Maisis is on produce. Chala is on the finished product, on bread, which is the ikker masbia of a person's diet. The matnas kahuna of that is challah, so it could be that's why it would be worse, and it could be that's why it's the finale. Loiti dipshat. Deve boloilom al miso so amures batayru shalaynimsu lebezdin. Dever is like we have makas dever was when all the animals died, so dever over can mean a plague, it can mean a plague on the animals, and mustaba means more plague on the people. Where does that come from? It comes on Misois Hoamures Batayru. This is the Rebbein Shem's way of carrying out Misas Bezdin. Shaloi Nimtzu LeBezdin, we have no idea what the Rebbein Shem's Cheshbonis were by COVID. And it's hard for us to make Cheshbonis because there were Tzadikim, Kedeshim, and Tahirim that were taken also. So who's to know? But the Rebbein Shem has a Cheshbon. Ve'al Perish Shvius. On eating peir shviyas, shalok hilchosam, not being mafke the peir shviyas, taking them when they're supposed to be left hefke for anybody. Deva boloilam, Tosyant brings something scary, brings from Derechaim, from the Maral, that the pshat is that being mafke the peir of shviyas means that Klal Yisrael connects with the fact that they're kulam and gansen biyad Hashem. If we think that we're the captains of our own ship, we're in control, then the Rebbein Shem says, so I'll be mafke you. Hefker in the Bria is when germs and bacteria and whatever else causes disease runs loose, runs rampant, and there's no, the regular checks and balances of the immune systems don't work, and well, everything runs wild, and people die left, right, and center. That's a midah keneged midah, very scary. Cherev baloilam al inui hadin. Cherev obviously comes out of their warfare. That comes al yidei inui hadin, because the cherev represents power and justice. And the comma. So memela, when there's a distortion of the court system, that memela, the midah keneged midah of that is cherev. Val ivus hadin, when the bezdin clearly favors the guilty and makes guilty the innocent. Val amorim beter shaloi kalocha. Meiri hara, it's the same thing as bezdin. Those that are yeshun al medin, both in a capacity as a dayan or as a rov, are makel on chumris and machmir on kulis, so that even sadin creates cherev. Mishnah test is a continuation. Chayro boloilom al shvuashov. Shvuashov means that Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name lav shvuashov is leisishov b'shmil hashoke leisis Hashem hashov. It all has to do Shem Hashem. The word shvua, by the way, is related to the word sheva. Rav Hirsch says in Pashas Mishpatim, taking a shvua means binding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name to whatever we make a shvua on. If a person takes a shvua that he doesn't owe money to somebody else, what he's doing is he's binding Shem Hashem to his nechasim, and he's saying that everything that I have is consistent with Ratzon Hashem. It fits with Hashgacha Protus of what's mine is mine, what somebody else's is somebody else's. That's the number 7. So Chayero is when the Bria, the animals that are supposed to be subservient to man, as described in Parshas Bereishis and Noach, all of a sudden rebel and they come running into towns and they start eating people. Makas Oroiv. That is a product of Shvuah Shov, because when people treat Hashem's name lightly, they lose that protection of being Dovuk in the Tzelem Alakim. Then animals, they're not safe. Valchil Hashem, the same idea. When people are not Miyakid Hashem Hashem. Golus Boloilam, when are people driven into exile from place to place? See the marshal, Klal Yisrael in Eastern Europe was destroyed, not by the Nazi killing machines, Yimach Shemam V'Zichron in World War II, but what destroyed Klal Yisrael internally was the golus of Yidden fleeing from place to place by the beginning of World War I. The Tsar kicked everybody out of what was within 200 miles of the battleground, And well, there was such a weakening of the Kehillah infrastructure that the Klal Yisrael between World War I and World War II never recuperated. That's Golus. Golus Baloilom, Alavei Dezorav, Agiliarais, Vashichas Dom, because the fabric and the fiber of Klal Yisrael is irreparably weakened, Al Yidei, the Gimel Chamuris, therefore Klal Yisrael is rootless and wanders around. And the internal strength of Klal Yisrael is when Klal Yisrael is Miyushiv, each person in their place. Golus is a product, is a midi keneged midi of that. Valashmota Soretz, Klal Yisrael, this is specifically the Gabi Eretzol, Klal Yisrael is driven into Golus from Eretzol when the land does not have the recognition, Kili Kol Oretz, Psukim Ufroshim Pashas Bechukoisai, that the being driven off Eretz Yisrael, Bimei Nevuchad Netzah, was a product of not keeping Shemitah properly. Ba'arba Prokim Hadeva Misraba. Being that we had in the previous Mishnah that Dever is a Toitso of Miso, so Amuris Beter Shalaynim Sula Bezna, and also Peir Shviz, it would stand to reason that one of these two have something to do with what we're going to see, which times in the yearly cycle or which years of the Shemitah cycle have more of an Etir, Rachman Al-Tzan, to Midas Adin of Dever. There's also, when we're talking about Yonit Trumas and Maisis, we have the Einshim on not Mavur as Dever. The first Chelik of Mishnah Ches talks about Rov, not Dever. Here we're going to have Dever being something that's shaykh to both. What are the times that Dever is Misraba, that there's more of an Atiyah in the world to Dever? Barvis, the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, the six-year cycle, and then Shemitah. In the six-year cycle, the first year and the second year, one brings Trumas, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni. The third year is Trumas, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Oni. Fourth, fifth, and sixth are a repeat of first, second, third. Then the seventh year, there's no Trumas and Maisa because all the Peiros, Horetz, are Hefker. So, Berviz, Mipnei Maisa Oni. Like we said, the third year is Maisa Oni. So here, that's taking away money from Aniyim. There's an extra level of Midas Adin. And Berviz, if there isn't a complete dedication to Maisa Oni, there's going to be an Ati in the world to Dever. B'shviz, Mipnei Maisa Oni. Of Shishis. B'motzoi Shviz, Mipnei Peiro Shviz. B'motzoi Hachag, Shabachol Shana Vishana, this is not a year, this is a specific time in each year. Right after Sukkot, Mipnei Gezel Matnas Aniyim. The Zman of Matnas Aniyim finishes Sukkot's time because that's when everything is harvested, brought into the field. It's harvested over the summer, brought from the field into the silo, Sukkot's time. So that's the last opportunity for Matnas Aniyim. Therefore, there's a punishment for Gezel of Matnas Aniyim.